If, on the other hand, you place outside of yourself all authority in these matters, you will turn what you would find outside of yourself into what can only be found inside of yourself, your holy source. Remember this always. Your holy source lies in one place and one place only, within you.
Yet there are some wonderful helpers in our outside world. Angels, I suspect you would call them, who, if I understand the cosmology of the new spirituality correctly, have come to us to assist us in our inward seeking by sharing the fruits of their own search.
Yes, and all of you are these angels. Each of you assigned the task of waking each other up, of reminding each other of who you really are, and of sharing with each other your own experience and process as authentically and transparently as you can.
Because we never know when something we say or do will turn on the light inside of another, showing them to themselves, opening them to their next deepest wisdom, and giving them back to themselves.
Hey, hey, exactly. You've got it now.
That's great.
So, we're not going to put it all down in one book, or give it all to one person, and have it all emanate from one source. But rather, we're going to let life source life with the secrets of life through the process of life itself. We are not talking here of a single doctrine spelled out in a single document, but of an experience shared by many in a multitude of books and records and personal accounts of that collective experience.
So the new spirituality is not just a turning of the Conversations with God books into a new religion.
It is anything and everything but that. If that's what it was, I would tell you to burn those books and forget them forever. Nothing will kill the new spirituality faster than the idea or impression that it is coming from one individual human source. It is coming from one source, but not from one individual human source. It is coming from the single source that flows through all humans and indeed through all of life everywhere. Because this is true, it will not look exactly the same from person to person. As it emanates through each individual life form and is expressed by that form, it will contain the specific reflection of that form. It may look and sound and feel very similar, but it will never look and sound and feel identical. If it does, beware. That is a sure sign that a dogma is being created.
I'm always reminded that dogma, spelled backwards, is am God. When people get things backwards, that's what can happen. They can begin to make their dogma their God. Yet it's not dogma which is God, but every living thing.
Be on guard, then, lest others turn this writing or any other message into dogma, and then that dogma into their God. Look not to one source, but to all sources, and even to all of life, for your definition and experience of the divine. Reject nothing, but even include everything. Do not say that the truth is exclusively here or exclusively there, but rather that the truth is neither here nor there, but everywhere. It is in the Quran, and it is in the Upanishads. It is in the Bhagavad Gita, and it is in the Bible. It is in the portions of the Bible called the Torah, and called the Psalms, and called the New Testament. It is in the Book of Mormon and the Book of Hidden Words. Yet know this, it is found in whole nowhere, and in part everywhere. All of those sources, taken singularly, contain incomplete understandings. Therefore, entreat those who would live the new spirituality to consider every book sacred and every messenger holy, even as they themselves are holy. And as the living of their own lives writes the book of their most sacred truth. Remember that always.
In her landmark book, The Battle for God, Karen Armstrong argues that the collapse of piety, rooted in myth and cult during the Enlightenment, forced people of faith to grasp for new ways of being religious. What I am hearing said here is that the same thing is about to happen again in the very near future. Is that correct?
Yes, and for the same reason. Humanity is very soon going to reach critical mass in its collective realization that yesterday's God cannot serve tomorrow's world.